Southwest Michigan author D.E. Johnson just released his third novel with St. Martin's Publishing. It's a follow-up to The Detroit Electric Scheme and Motor City Shakedown. Detroit Breakdown follows protagonist Will Anderson and his girlfriend Elizabeth Hume into a mental institution of 100 years ago. WMUK's Lorraine Caron talked with Johnson at one of his regular writing spots.
It's a coffee shop, and it's loud. You can hear the espresso machines and snippets of conversations. What is it about writing in a public place that D.E. Johnson likes?
This is a good place. Restaurants also good places to overhear conversations. I have become an eavesdropper since I've been writing dialogue because it really does help listening to the cadence of conversations and the things that are said and the things that aren't said but are implied, partial sentences, and, you know, if somebody's halting in a sentence, where they do it. So really trying to break down the structure of the way that people talk.
Detroit Breakdown is set in 1912 at Eloise Hospital, Detroit's infamous insane asylum. Johnson says with each of his books, he has used a different backdrop for the story. With the first, it was the rise and fall of the electric car. The second book was the first mob war and the story of organized crime in Detroit. With this one, it is mental health issues and treatments of the early 20th century.
It was an easy choice because of Eloise, because it is just such a powerful image in the Detroit area. It was the only county-owned asylum in the state. Everything else was run by the state. They did things the way that they wanted to do them, sometimes for the good, sometimes for the bad. They were on the forefront of things like radium treatment for tuberculosis that's led to radiation, for cancer and that sort of thing. But they also tried it on people who didn't need it. They were one of the big ones in electroshock and lobotomies and, you know, all those things. And those came later. So, really, the 1910s were kind of an interim period between very barbaric behavior toward the mentally ill and then the scientific approach where they figured that they would either shock or just lop pieces of the brain off until they started acting normally, which didn't work out so well either.
Readers of Johnson's first two mysteries know that characters Will and Elizabeth have a rocky romantic past and have been through many adventures together. As Detroit Breakdown opens, they are at peace and happy. But it isn't long before trouble arises, and Elizabeth receives a phone call from Eloise Hospital.
She gets a phone call saying that her cousin has been accused of murdering another patient. And so Will and Elizabeth go there to try to find out what happened, and they just get stonewalled by the administration. And so they decide that they need to investigate because it doesn't look like her cousin is ever going to be able to get out of this. And Will ends up committing himself as an amnesia patient, and Elizabeth goes in as a volunteer, and they experience a lot of the difficulties that patients faced in mental institutions of the day. It was really sort of the beginning, though, of social consciousness regarding people who were mentally ill.
Johnson says Detroit Breakdown was inspired by journalist Nellie Bly's 1887 expose on mental health institutions. For her book, 10 Days in a Madhouse, Bly had herself committed to an insane asylum.
In some ways, it's a very poignant story. In some ways, it's a very funny story. I really paid an homage to that book with the way that Will gets in, because I thought it was so clever and wanted to kind of ring back to Nellie Bly, because I think she was just such a brave and brilliant person.
D.E. Johnson is the author of the new mystery Detroit Breakdown. He'll be at Barnes & Noble in Portage Saturday at 2 p.m. for a book reading and signing event. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.